I heard something I felt very interesting on the news. Recently, there had been a news report about an elementary school in Atlanta, someone with a gun entering. And I guess I'd heard that the man had surrendered, but I didn't know any of the particulars. Well, this morning, someone was being interviewed, and the person had been a bookkeeper in that school. And when the gunman entered the school, he went into the office and encountered this woman. Now, he had a semi-automatic rifle and 500 rounds of ammunition, and had plenty of scary things to say, evidently. But she met him with great poise and great calm and great love. And she began a conversation with him, and he opened up to her, and she ended up telling him that she loved him. And he said, "No one has ever told me that in my life." And then he surrendered. Her name was Antoinette. And that's all I know, except that she was very humble and very modest about what she had done. Now, in the lesson this week, it says, "One wise man saved a city." This one person saved that school, truly. And when she was further asked, I mean, it was George Stephanopoulos, and he said, "How could you remain so calm under those circumstances?" And she just simply said, "Well, I was praying." When I grew up in school, in elementary school, every morning we read the Bible. It was part of our morning exercise. God and the power of prayer is healing. It is what our school needs. Unfortunately, legislation has taken that away, but it didn't stop this one soulful woman from praying and being that wise man that saved the city. I was so grateful to have heard this. I'm so grateful to that dear person. I tried to find her on the internet and couldn't, but I'm glad I saw her there. And it just shows what one person thinking rightly can do.